Flutist Ron Korb in performance, and for good reason here this afternoon. He is here with us. It is The Oasis on the New Classical FM. My name is Mark Wigmore, and your look at arts and culture. Grammy Award-winning flutist and composer Ron Korb is here. His latest album is titled Global Canvas. It features original instrumental compositions with Latin, Asian, Middle Eastern, and European influences. In fact, that's what Ron is known for, blending jazz and Celtic and Latin and Pan-Asian sounds. His Grammy-winning associations include working alongside Police drummer Stuart Copeland and Masa Takumi for Best Global Music Album. He has performed alongside brilliant performers like classical guitarist Leona Boyd, Jane Siberry, the late, great Olivia Newton-John, Peter Gabriel. His performances have been enjoyed by heads of state, presidents, royalty, and prime ministers. Now, Ron's flute-playing talent has been sought out by award-winning composers. He's worked on films for directors such as Ang Lee, Mira Nair, Tom Hooper, John Woo, James Ivory, Robert Lepage, and Adam McGoyan. The new album, Global Canvas, features Korean and Cambodian traditional music as well as Brazilian samba and bossa nova grooves. The album features Grammy-nominated Afro-Cuban pianist Hilario Duran, Steve Lucas, George Kohler, and Rick Shadrach Lazar. Ron Korb, welcome to the New Classical FM.
Thanks for inviting me.
Great to have you here.
To be here.
I can't believe all the things you've done in your life, in your career.
It sounded great when you were saying them. I just was going, who's that?
I finally went to see Peter Gabriel. I've been wanting to go see Peter Gabriel my whole life, and I finally went to see him last year. And I know he always has this incredible group of musicians from around the world.
Incredible, yeah.
And that must have been an experience.
Yes, and I mean, of course, we're all like huge fans. And I was recording in Real World, one of my albums, and we were told that, you know, Real World is his studio in Bath, England.
Yeah.
And some of Lorena McKinnon's band were with me, and they had recorded there with Lorena, and they were there for a long time, months and months and months. And they all told me, don't think you're going to see Gabriel. He's not going to be there. We were there for months. We saw him only once, right?
Yeah.
So anyway, we go there and we're recording, and lo and behold, he is there, and he's hanging around quite a bit. So I got to have some really meaningful discussions, and those guys were just aghast because they see us talking, go, God, I can't believe you're talking to Gabriel. And Gabriel said, Ron, you know, these flutes are really interesting. You know, I'd really like to introduce you to a friend of mine. His name is Arn Chorn Pond. He's a Cambodian human rights activist. And I said, well, sure, I'd love to meet him. So he went to Peter's private writing room. Yeah. He was looking through his Rolodex, trying to find Arn's name, and he finally couldn't find it. He says, oh dear, I can't find it. He says, well, I'll let Natasha know, and she'll get the number to you. And so she did, and I went to Lowell, Massachusetts, and he said, you have to come to Cambodia with me, and you can be, we need someone to be like a recording engineer to record these master performers, people who play traditional instruments that were searching out to revive the culture that was so decimated during the Killing Fields time.
Mm.
So some of these performers did survive. And so we did go to Cambodia, and I did act as the recording engineer. And it was an amazing experience.
That feels like a story that maybe has happened to you in some form or another multiple times in your career. I feel like you work with so many different people.
Mm.
I'm sure there's all sorts of little tributaries you end up going down. You're never sure where things are going to go.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking, I feel a little bit like a Forrest Gump, like I'm here to witness history, right?
Yeah.
That whole thing went full circle too, because actually here in Liberty Village, they had, the Harborfront had those World Leaders, I think it was called. And they had a special presentation for Joni Mitchell, for Quincy Jones, and for Peter Gabriel.
I remember that.
You remember that, Bertolucci?
Yeah, I went to the Joni Mitchell one.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I was the co-music director for the Peter Gabriel one. Laurie Anderson couldn't do it. So they were saying, who are we going to get to fill their shoes? And I said, why don't we get Arn Chorn Pond? And I said, who's that? And I explained the whole story. They said, well, great. So we got Arn Chorn Pond to come, and it was a total surprise. And so he went out on the stage, like Peter Gabriel was completely surprised.
I bet.
Came up, gave him a big hug. So the whole thing kind of circled on itself.
That's really,
you know,
great. That's really great. Tell me a little bit, because I'm looking at what you're doing with this new record and just your history, whether it be working on film or on stage with all these incredible icons and putting out your own music. It feels like you decided at some point, I'm not going to pick a lane. I'm just going to kind of be out there and be willing to learn and join up with the projects that fascinate. impersonate me. Is that how it's felt?
Pretty much, yeah. I never really know what kind of phone call I'm going to get and what sort of project it's going to be. And with my own album, The Global Canvas, you'll notice it is like it has all these different styles on it. I work a lot with imagery, you know, and also I wanted to be a filmmaker. When I was a kid, everyone thought I was going to be a visual artist because I had sort of a strong aptitude in drawing.
Another connection to Gabriel right there.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. And also flute. He plays flute too. When I make an album, especially since it's instrumental, I'm very kind of conscious of stimulating the creative mind visually. And it's not like it's a linear story, like a song like Desire from the new album or whatever, Lala Formosa. It's designed to stimulate something, but you can have your own story. I have a story. Like Lala Formosa is basically based on Taiwan, actually. And Formosa, of course, is its Portuguese name. And of course, Brazil is a Portuguese-speaking place. Yep. And the southern part of the island, there's a place called Canding, which is a beach resort area. And it's very similar to Brazil in many sort of its feeling and its temperature and its tropical kind of feel. So that's where I got that idea. But somebody else can listen to the same song and have a completely different
I certainly
image.
Have painted my or made my own movie in my head while listening to music like that, right? Yeah. I mean, that's so wonderful. What a gift you can give people. Yeah. And if you are just joining us, Ron Korb is with us, a flutist who has worked around the world with so many different incredible artists. The latest record is Global Canvas. The album release concert is Friday, October 4th. That's 3030 Dundas West. Doors at 7. Show starts at 8. You can get your tickets at eventbrite.ca. What should we type in at eventbrite.ca?
Oh, just type in Ron Korb.
Ron Korb,
I think
there
it should
we go.
Come up.
Korb with a K.
And you can also get it from my website, just ronkorb.com.
Ronkorb.com. Have a look there. Pick up the tickets. And so tell us a little bit about what this concert's going to look like, because it's kind of hard to recreate exactly your vision of the album for a live concert sometimes.
It is, but actually I'm going to have 8 people on stage. So
it's pretty good.
It's pretty good. Yeah. And I think a lot of it I can kind of recreate. And again, doing like a CD release concert, it's really just about bringing the music into the world, if you know what I'm saying. Like it exists on a CD or exists as a stream, but to kind of make it live. And a lot of people who are involved in the album are going to be there. A lot of the musicians who played on the album, of course, are on stage. And I do want it to be kind of a celebration, a kind of party. That's why I'm actually opting to do it in a club.
Yeah, I'm just having a look at 3030 Dundas West right now. I think I've been there once or twice, but kind of an interesting choice to put it in that that room.
Well, I needed a big enough stage, and which they have.
For 8 people.
Yeah. For 8 people, and actually 10, because there'll be another member of Samba Squad that's going to join us too.
Are you going to have Valerio on stage with
you? No, I'm not going to have Valerio this time. I had him last time, but my piano player is frantically learning all Valerio's parts.
I bet.
He'll do a great job.
A little woodshedding going on.
I have Rick Lazar, who again is just an incredible Latin percussionist, and he played with Lorena, and also Steve Lucas also played with Lorena too.
When you were starting with flute, I mean, I can imagine, since you've traveled around the world, all the different versions of a flute and all the different sizes and different materials they're made of, it must have been quite an odyssey for you to learn about all these different types of instruments.
There seem to be no end of different flutes around the world. They basically work off of the same principle. But, you know, there's the vertical flutes, like the shakuhachis, the canas. There's, of course, the transverse flutes, like the concert flute, like the Irish flute, like the Chinese ditsu. It's always fun to discover a new instrument.
Are there a couple you're leaning on these days that you're really saying, this is the sound I want to hear?
Well, for instance, on the album, the Peipuk, the Angkor Wat tune, I find that song is really resonating with people. I thought it wouldn't at all. Okay. I thought it was too strange.
Right.
I don't know what you felt, but it is rather a strange kind of instrument, and it has a really reedy sound.
Just goes to show, right? You get into the studio and you kind of have a feeling like, okay, we may be colored outside the lines here.
Yeah.
But then you get this response saying, we like that. It's hard to know as a recording artist what's going to actually land. You know?
Exactly. Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about this record coming together. I mean, what was your thinking? Obviously, we're going to see this stage performance, but what was your thinking going in with Global Canvas? What was your theme going in?
Well, part of my main theme was this idea of this, the origin story of the flute in Korea. Mm. It's very interesting. It takes place in the Silla period, 651, where there was a king who passed away, and then his son, King Simon, has a dream. And in the dream, the father talks to him and says that there's this magic bamboo on this island, and basically to harvest that bamboo and make a flute out of it.
Hmm.
So, God, when I read a story like
that,
I'm really intrigued. And then, of course, he did that. He made the flute, and this flute had incredible power, kind of to issue the power from the father and also this famous general to, of course, you know, defeat their enemies, cure disease, calm the seas, all these kind of amazing magical powers.
It's a powerful flute. Yes.
It's a powerful flute, yeah. And the Korean flute itself is very, very difficult to play. It's called the daegum, and it actually, it plays like a tone lower. You have to turn it down like a tone. It's very, very strange.
Wow.
So I did actually study it a little bit with a player here. In the end, I opted just for a different bamboo flute. That was the inspiration for that, but also just the whole idea of global canvas is this idea of having a blank canvas and being inspired, just like in a like an artist easel. You know, you start with one brush stroke that leads to another thing. And of course, the word global is about, you know, the world music aspect to the music.
I love this idea of Korean and Cambodian traditional music and Brazilian samba and bossa nova, all part of this record. Once again, it is Global Canvas. You can pick up tickets at roncorb.com as well as eventbrite.ca. We'll give you the date again, Friday, October 4th. That is 3030 Dundas West, and the show starting at 8 p.m. And Ron, a real treat to spend some time with you. Very, very inventive recording and a fascinating career. So thank you.
Thank you so much.
Let's listen. It's Ron Korb from the new album, Global Canvas.